I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics' viral tubing mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I swear that the only thing scarier than this episode of Am I the Asshole of Make It Cute is my sleep schedule, or lack therefore of. I don't know how I'm surviving. I'm literally a shell of a human. But nonetheless, I am here for your listening enjoyment. So sit back, grab your favorite pumpkin spiced beverage, whether that's a latte, a cold brew, pumpkin spice tea, pumpkin spice milk, and get ready to enjoy the show. I'm super pumped. We're going to visit three stories today. Three spooky stories. Did you like the alliteration there? I know I did. And yeah, this episode might be a little bit shorter. It's fine. Most of y'all are probably getting ready to get drunk and have a bomb-ass Halloween anyways. I personally am going to be cuddling up with my favorite sweater, a nice cup of pumpkin spice latte, and just watching a movie, not doing anything. I'm not leaving my house. I'm going to finish my grad school applications, and that is going to be my weekend. No degeneracy, at least none that's planned. Check my Instagram after the weekend. Call me out on it. Let's see if I end up actually having a chill weekend. Because a bunch of weekends recently were supposed to be chill, and absolutely zero of them were. They end up being actually worse than the weekends when I actually do have plans. So, nonetheless, you didn't come here to hear about my life. You came here to hear about whether these people are the asshole or not. Spooky edition. Starting with our first, Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for ruining thousands of kids' Halloween and not feeling bad about it? Oof, that is a loaded question. Thousands of kids, oh my goodness. So let's talk about this. I live in a large neighborhood, about 90 houses. We are what's considered the rich neighborhood. So our neighborhood has always been a hotspot for trick-or-treaters. We used to get about 700 to 1,000 kids a year. I've always loved getting trick-or-treaters because my kids are teens now and don't trick-or-treat anymore. But in the last 4 years, it's gotten ridiculous. There's thousands of kids and their parents flooding the streets, people with hay in their rigs carrying kids around, trampling yards, littering candy wrappers everywhere. And the amount of small children walking around by themselves is appalling. people from the neighboring town of 30,000 people take their kids to my neighborhood. I was annoyed, but I never really did anything about it until 2 years ago. My daughter tripped and broke her arm. We didn't think it was a break, but we wanted to go to the ER anyways and get it checked out. And there were so many people in our neighborhood, we couldn't get out. There were cars everywhere lining the streets, parked in people's yards. It was horrible. We had to wait until everyone left about 1 a.m. to go to the hospital. My daughter had to wait in pain for hours. At that point, I was done. I contacted the neighborhood community and we managed to get some folks, cops mostly, to stand at the gate with a list and only let certain people in. Folks that live here, family members, and friends. If you wanted to get in, you had to be close to someone in the neighborhood. It was great. There were only about 300 kids in the neighborhood, and after there were barely any trash, and we're doing it again this year. I recently told my sister what I had done, and she got really angry. When we were kids, we had to trick or treat in other people's neighborhood because we lived in a trailer park with no other kids. She told me I was a horrible person for ruining thousands of kids' Halloween. But honestly, I'm not too broken up about it. It was a hazard. If there was a fire or an emergency, nobody would be able to get in to help. When I was a kid, there were never any cars lining the streets. The residences could get out if they wanted. It was never dangerous. I don't think I'm in the wrong, but I've always respected my sister's opinion. Am I the asshole? And then at the bottom, there is this little info that I'm going to read out. There was no one in the cars. They were parked in the middle of the road and in yards, so there was no way for me or an ambulance to get through unless every driver in that neighborhood at the same time went to their cars and at the same time drove out. My daughter was only 13 and in that awkward phase where she didn't want to bother anyone from help and said that it didn't hurt that bad. All right, babe, you are not the asshole. I think that, yes, it is really great that your neighborhood was so sought after that people from all over wanted to come and trick-or-treat there, but they were destroying your home, disrespecting your community. And I 100% believe that if they're doing that, you shouldn't have to deal with them. You and your family probably worked very hard to get into that community. You talked about your rags to riches story, starting in a trailer park and moving to this neighborhood. And it's one of those things that when you work hard for something and you spend your money, your time, whatever the case, whatever you're spending on this, it's yours and it should be treated with respect and treated the way that you want it to be treated. You can't necessarily differentiate who actually lives in the neighborhood or who is closely affiliated with the neighborhood kids. So mitigating who's actually allowed in, I think that is a really intelligent move, and I think it's a respectful move. And it sounds like you probably need a drink. Your sister also probably needs a drink. So what I would recommend for you ladies is to grab the nearest bottle of tequila, grab a couple bottles of Corona, pop that open, pour in a little bit of tequila, a little bit of orange juice, and a little bit of grenadine, and make yourself a little Corona sunrise. And I hope that hits the spot. I think it's super delicious, and, you know, it gets the job done. And listen, if your sister still thinks that you're an asshole, just put a little bit of extra tequila in. We'll breeze right past it, you know? Tequila makes everything feel better. That is our first Am I the Asshole? And I deem them not an asshole. You are all good. Moving on to our next one. Am I the asshole if I keep a Halloween party despite my friend's wishes? All right, I'm excited for this one. I, 14 female, am born on Halloween, and almost all of my birthday parties have been Halloween themed. I live in a country where trick-or-treating doesn't happen, but parties occasionally do. Hannah, 15 female, ooh, we're naming these people, Oh, there's a quote. Maybe her name's not actually Hannah. Sorry. Hannah, 15 female, is a girl who joined our school at the beginning of this academic year, so she hasn't been in the school for long and didn't know about my birthday when she celebrated hers. That's important later. So on Monday, I was sitting with my friends and the topic of what I wanted to do on my birthday came up, and I said Halloween party as usual. Suddenly, Hannah speaks up and says, "No, you can't do that. You're copying me." And I asked her why. She said that she had a Halloween-themed birthday party in May, which is as far from October as possible, that I should let her be the special one this year. I told her it was practically tradition for me to have a Halloween-themed birthday party because I'm actually born on said day. Now, keep it in mind, it isn't really a holiday in our country, but people do know about it, but not that much. So she says, "Just because your birthday falls on it this time doesn't mean you were born on it." And I'm just sitting there looking at her confused. Friend one asks her what the hell she's talking about. So she says, "It falls on the last Sunday of October. Just because you're born around that time doesn't mean you have to keep a party." And another friend is like, "Do you know anything about Halloween?" She basically refused to believe that it doesn't change every year and kept on trying to convince me to have a normal birthday party. I kept refusing and she walked away saying that I'm just a copycat. A friend said she was the one who copied me, but I reminded them that Hannah didn't know about my birthday then. Some of my friends tried to change my mind because she's new, but others are happy to have two Halloween parties in a year. I really don't want to change because last year I didn't get to celebrate because of the pandemic. So this year I was really excited for it. Also, this is my last year in school. I'll probably never meet these people again. Am I the asshole? I don't think you're the asshole. I think we're dealing with juveniles, right? So I understand that there's a sense of ignorance in the case of Hannah not knowing that Halloween changes every year. But girl, Google is free. Google is free. Bing is free. DuckDuckGo is free. Yahoo is free. Girl, Twitter is free. The calendar app on your phone is free. Do you know how many things are free that could tell you that Halloween does not fall on the same day every year? There's a lot of shit that's free. Being stupid is also free. And obviously you're subscribed to that. But nonetheless, I think that original poster OP definitely has a point. If it's her tradition, she should uphold it in the way that she wants to. A lot of our lives were put on pause, as we all know, this past year due to the pandemic. I'm planning on having a birthday bash this coming year because I wasn't able to for the past couple of years. And I think you should celebrate your birthday the way that you want to. Oh, you're so unique having a Halloween-themed birthday party in May. Having a Halloween party on Halloween? What are the freaking odds that someone does that? Especially if it's their birthday. Honestly, I feel like if I was born on Halloween, I probably would not have anything but a Halloween themed party, but to each their own. If that's what you want to do, that's what you should do. And nobody should have to convince you otherwise, or you shouldn't have to change your plans for others. Don't appease others. Don't be a people pleaser. Be a pleaser of yourself, not the asshole. You are way too young for a drink, so grab a pumpkin spice latte and... ooh, or a pumpkin spice frappuccino. Those things slap. Those things are so good. I haven't had one in years because it's just so bad for you. But back when I worked at Starbucks, they were delicious. So why don't you grab one of those? I think that might be a good idea. Moving on to our third and final spooky Am I the Asshole story for today's episode. We have... Am I the asshole for not really caring about Halloween? I haven't read this. Preemptively, I'm going to say no, because I don't really care about Halloween, and I'm seeing a little bit of myself in you. But let's read this. Let's see if they're the asshole or not.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
So this says throwaway because some husband is here somewhere lurking. So I'm assuming this is an older post. The husband found it. I'm assuming this might be another husband or wife. Nonetheless, let's read this. Alrighty. Actually, I want to start with am I the asshole again? Am I the asshole for not really caring about Halloween? Alrighty, a bit of backstory to explain. I was raised in a super strict Christian household where Halloween was the devil's holiday and not celebrated at all. My parents would turn the lights off and put a sign on the door that we didn't have candy. I have a younger brother and they still do this. I had to spend my evening reading. That part I didn't mind. I love reading and listening to all the kids outside. Eventually, it stopped bothering me because after years of ignoring it, it just kind of fades out of your mind. I just don't have the drive to do anything Halloween related. Fast forward to now. I'm married with 3 kids. My husband loves Halloween. He loves masks and dressing up. When we had our first child, he was over the top, dressed him as Spider-Man, his favorite, and took him all around the neighborhood. He asked me if I wanted to come, and I declined. I spent the night reading. Second child is born, cycle repeats. Same for the third. I don't actively discourage the celebration of Halloween in this house. I just have no drive or desire to participate. I've been to a few friends' Halloween parties, but they felt like regular parties to me. I didn't dress up. I have several friends that go all out for this holiday, like bought fog machines and everything. And I just can't muster up any excitement. My husband asked me recently if I wanted to try something this year, and I just don't. He seems really bummed about this. and I feel like something's wrong with me. Am I the asshole for essentially being a killjoy during spooky season? And there's a couple edits that we will talk about later, but I want to touch upon this question. So it's hard because everyone has their own different taste and preferences. I'm not a big Halloween fan, not because of like, you know, a religious reason or anything like that. I just think that there's so many more superior holidays and times a year for me to celebrate. Halloween is just that kind of like hurdle that I have to get over to get into the Christmas season, which if you haven't listened to my Christmas content, saw my Christmas content on TikTok last year, I love Christmas and the Christmas season. I believe Christmas is a season and Thanksgiving is a day. I think Thanksgiving Day falls within the Christmas season. I said what I said. If you don't like it, that's on you. I win. Nonetheless, I don't think this person is an asshole for not liking Halloween and not wanting to participate. I think that in life, we all have things that we're willing to compromise with. And this is just something that they found their compromise, which is not participating, but not actively discouraging the family from enjoying and participating. I think that is a happy medium. I think continuing to push someone to want to do something that they don't want to do, that's going to create the resentment and like the tomfoolery and all that jazz. And people may say, why don't you just try? And I reply to that, why don't you just not ask me to do something I don't want to do, or not ask the person to not do something that they want to do? I feel like that is a lot easier than having to twist someone's arm into getting them to change their ways. And here's the thing, I'm all for changing your ways and being adaptive and responsive to change in certain circumstances when the situation is appropriate. I don't think the situation warrants that. So I think you need a drink and a strong one. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a little bit of spiced rum, about an ounce and a half of it. And then to that, we are going to add, also I'm using Fireball, so I'm using a cinnamon whiskey. Spiced rum also works. And then what we're going to do is we are going to take some orange juice and we're going to pour it over. Stick with me. I know that sounds gross, but it is so good. And then what we're going to do is we're going to add a little bit of grenadine. It's not super spooky. It is just a nice, delicious, warming drink because you have like the warming spices of the spiced rum or of the cinnamon whiskey in combination with the refreshing vitamin C packed sip of the orange juice. Don't knock it till you try it. If you end up trying that, let me know. Everyone that I've introduced this cocktail to has absolutely loved it, and I'm sure you would too. But again, not the asshole. I'm going to read the edits just to see if there's anything that would sway my opinion or move the needle on my asshole radar. But from first glance, not an asshole. So edit one, I most certainly do not discourage my family from celebrating. I help get the kids dressed and we have a mini photo shoot before they go out. I'd also like to point out that my kids are older now and my sons, 16 and 14, aren't too big into going out anymore. Edit two, there's one Halloween I definitely get a pass for because I was in labor with my daughter who missed being born on Halloween by 55 minutes to my mother's relief. Edit three, I'm very confused to why people keep saying do it for the kids. My kids have never asked me to go. This post is about my husband. We do a ton of things together. We go to conventions together and dress up. My husband is the one asking me for things, not them. Last edit. Okay, let me just put this here. This post is about celebrating Halloween with my husband at adult parties. If it helps, pretend that we don't even have kids. Some of the comments make it sound like I'm traumatizing my kids, and that makes me ridiculously anxious. So I literally just asked all three if it bothered them that I didn't go trick-or-treating. It doesn't. My daughter specifically said that she's usually more excited to get to her birthday the next day because she loves the themed parties I throw. My husband is the one who wants me to dress up and go to adult parties. Still not the asshole. Honestly, your husband needs to F right off and stick it where the sun don't shine. Nonetheless, this was my little spooky edition of Make It Cute. I'm so happy that you hung out with me this week. Taylor Swift's album is coming out very soon, so expect some T-Swift content. I've been lacking on it, but check out my Willow episode. I actually really enjoyed that episode, and I'm really proud of it because, again, it's like one of my favorite songs on the Evermore album. And if you have any suggestions for me, you know the deal. You can reach out to me at Mileski on Instagram, Mileski2 on TikTok, Make a Cute Pod on most social media platforms, but mainly Instagram and TikTok. Or if you're feeling really formal, you can email me at makeacutepod@gmail.com. Nonetheless, have a happy Halloween. Stay spooky, stay boozy, and I will talk to y'all next week at the start of the unofficial Christmas season. I am so excited. Bye.